C. Shoplifting.
A manager is talking about the prevention of shoplifting.
Well, I manage a small branch of a large supermarket, and we lose a lot of money through shoplifting. I have to try to prevent it, or else I'll lose all my profits. A lot of shoplifting is done by young people, teenagers in groups. They do it for fun. They're not frightened, so we have to make it difficult for them. Obviously, a supermarket can't have chains or alarms on the goods, so we have store detectives who walk around like ordinary shoppers. Otherwise, they'll be recognised. We have big signs up saying shoplifters will be prosecuted, but that doesn't help much. We've started putting cash desks at all the exits. We found we have to do that, or else the shoplifters will walk straight out with things. Of course, that worries the ordinary shopper who hasn't found what he wanted. We also use closed-circuit television, but that's expensive. In fact, all good methods of prevention are quite expensive, and naturally they make our prices more expensive. But it has to be done. Otherwise, shoplifting itself will make all the prices much higher, and the public doesn't want that.
D. Discussion.
We are very honored to have Tanya Matvilova here today. It's only 10 o'clock, and Tanya has already done 2 hours of practice, and she kindly agreed to watch your rehearsal after that. She's very interested in the training of young dancers and wants to ask questions. Don't forget, however, that Miss Matvilova has 2 performances today. She must not get too tired. Miss Tanya Matvilova.
Good morning. We're going to be very informal, aren't we? Why are you standing? Move some chairs. Let's sit in a circle. That's better. I can see you now. And I want to congratulate you. Your rehearsal was very professional. I was impressed by your technique and your feeling for the music. I remembered myself 20 years ago. Do you think 20 years is a long time? It all depends. You must look forward to 20 years of practicing 6 hours every day. 20 years of travelling uncomfortably. 20 years of going to bed instead of going to parties. Do you look forward to this discipline? I didn't know how difficult my life was going to be, but I wouldn't change it. The important thing is, I'm still dancing. For me, dancing is living. I'm so sorry. I'm talking too much. Would you like to ask me some questions?
I would. I'm really worried about my career, Miss Matvilova.
Please, call me Tanya. What's your name?
James. Tanya.
So, James, why are you worried?
I love dancing, but I hate changing in cold dressing rooms. I don't mind practicing every day. In fact, I like it. I enjoy exercising, but I'm fed up with going to bed early every night and refusing invitations to parties. I like travelling, but not if it's uncomfortable. I'm confused. Do you think I should carry on?
It depends what you want, James. Would you rather go on dancing, or would you rather live a normal, ordinary life?
I want to do both.
That, my dear James, is impossible. I'm fed up with getting up early. I'm tired of travelling. I've always hated leaving my family for weeks or months. But I'm a dancer, and I look forward to dancing as long as I can. What can I say? If you don't want to be a professional dancer more than anything else, you'd better change your plans.
Thank you, Mrs. Tanya. Your advice was really helpful. I can see now that just being keen on dancing isn't enough for a career.
I'm quite sure you are all grateful to Miss Matslova for spending so much time with you.
James, please let me know what you decide to do. I think you're very talented, but that isn't enough. It depends what you want. And that applies to all of you. You must make up your minds.
Session 3. Dictation.
Jacqueline got out of the bus and looked around her. It was typical of the small villages of that part of the country. The houses stood in two long lines on either side of the dusty road which led to the capital. In the square, the paint was peeling off the town hall. And small children were running up and down its steps, laughing. On the other side, there were a few old men sitting outside a cafe, playing backgammon and smoking their pipes. A lonely donkey was quietly munching the long, dry grass at the foot of the statue that stood in the center of the square. Jacqueline sighed.